There are a couple things that I know are right, and here's a couple of them. In a season when you run three-step drops, you should have no sacks at the end of the season. And to give up three in one game is totally unacceptable. That's one. I'll start with that one. Secondly, it's hard to chip bull rushes because the guy is down the middle of a guy, and at a certain point, a player, a man, needs to, you know, grit his teeth, buck up, and win a fight. So those are a couple things from the protection issues in the game. The concerns offensively, the lack of rhythm, the lack of the fast starts, the lack of success on first down are still haunting us. We felt like we had a decent plan going in, playing some smash mouth, you know, getting to that third and medium, giving ourselves a chance to convert, to stay out of those long situations and those giving those nickel pass rushers a chance to tee off. And so that didn't happen in that football game. So where do we go from here? We're evaluating our guys to see what's going to give us the best chance to succeed and do some of the things we're trying to accomplish offensively. And we have a division opponent this week, fortunately on a short week, because after a game like that, you want a short week, fortunately at home. And we watched the tape this morning. It was hard, and should have been hard, to watch yourself, because that's your resume. And right now my resume is not very good. I'm the one calling the plays, and I'm the one leading the offense, and I have to do a better job, and I have to find a way to do a better job for us, for all of us, for the players, and for my peers that I work with, and for the fans. Oh, boy. Jared Allen, and definitely we will have Chip help. He knows that, and we're going to have to make sure we account for him every play, every time we drop back to throw the ball. He's Waldo. We have to make sure we know where he is and find him and make sure we have an answer for that. That's without a doubt. Kevin Williams is a very good player inside, and 96 has improved, Robeson, very, very much. I think, it's fortunate that E.J. Henderson's not there because he gave them a presence in the middle. But their outside linebacker is playing very, very well. And their secondary, that rookie safety, is very good. They're a good, formidable front, and they're playing good defense. So, Gabe works hard and is a very good professional for a young player as far as his trade is concerned. But at the end of the day, we all have to have better results, starting with me, because I'm the coordinator. I have to have better results. The players have to have better results. It's a business. It's the way it is. And that's what it's about. And that's where we're at right now offensively. On a short week, which is good, because we got to make decisions and move and go. And whether that's what we're calling, who we're calling it to, who's blocking, who's catching, we got to go. We got to go. When you're not seeing that consistency, what we're not seeing is that consistency in performance. It's too much like the teeth of a saw. It's up and down. What you need is that consistency. I've learned, I was here as a player, and not trying to be funny. And, here's Gonzalez, okay? You just look for that consistency level from a player each week, so you know what you have. And you can work around that. When that consistency is not there at that plane, and there might be a little fluctuation, when it's up and down, that makes it tough. So when you're with six games to go, what you have to do is say, that's it. From now on, I can't say, okay, we're making strides, we're going to do this. There has to be a very determined effort on us and our staff to make sure we do have always chip help answers, slide answers, two guys on one guy answers, because I've found, unfortunately, you can't take the fact for granted that we're going to have that level of play. A lot, because just think about it. You can only get so many guys out then, and then that puts the quarterback and the guys that have to win in a bind. But, you know, you pick your spots. You can't help on both sides all the time. You can't help on both sides and inside. you know, you got to pick your poison. Okay, who has the better chance to win the most battles? And we've talked about that. No player, even Randall McDaniel, who I coached, who in the Hall of Fame, won every battle in a game, never. So who's going to win the most battles? Okay, that's the guy who gets the least amount of help. That's how it's got to work. We're looking at everything. How's that? If that, and I'm not going to say something, then just create a story. We looked at everything. You know, what we got to do is block better. Because you really, it doesn't matter who's calling the plays. If you're not blocking people, we'll bring Joe Gibbs out of retirement and have him call the plays. He couldn't call the plays. So you got block. At the end of the day, you got block. If you're assigned a guy to block, you got block him. I mean, that's bottom line. That's what it is. I mean, let's call it what it is. We all saw the same game. It all boils down to him. When he uses his hands, he's okay. You know, he's not bad. And the few times this game that he used his hands, he blocked his guy. But when he doesn't use his hands, he's just a big, tall guy out there, you know, getting edgy and getting knocked around. So it's hands, strictly hands with him.